1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder on the line from Temple City, California this evening to talk with us about an organization called California Organization for Opium Legalization. Traditionally used in the Far East, opium has also been used here in the United States. Alcohol and opium at one time in this country, called laudanum, was a headache relief medication. It was actually a pain relief medication. This is unusual. You're also a musician, Mr. Dowder, and you're speaking of opium in terms of creativity?
That's correct, Mr. Henry. Well, first of all, opium is a drug that is very ancient. It's been used by an awful lot of different cultures. And what we're talking about is the use of opium because Far Eastern opium traders are basically being run out of business. There's not as much of a market for it in the Far East as it was once before. So if we bring these opium traders over to the United States, and if we can utilize a free enterprise zone, which will help them, you know, achieve what they want to achieve.
Yeah.
Then I think we help them out. Okay.
Why do I want to help out an opium trader from, where is this?
Afghanistan. Correct.
Why do I want to help out opium traders in Afghanistan?
Because traditionally, if you look at opium, it has been a drug which has enhanced and opened up certain channels of creativity in a lot of artists. In the United States today, we are running into, I think, a roadblock of creativity for a lot of artists.
And why do I want to, listen to what I'm asking you, all right?
All right.
Why do I want to fund opium traders from Afghanistan in my country? Why do I want them selling opium in my country? This country, the United States of America.
Mr. Henry, you got to listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you look at the history of opium use in America, L. Frank Baum, who wrote The Wizard of Oz, was an opium user. Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, it is said that Lewis Carroll wrote part of Alice in Wonderland after smoking opium. J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote Lord of the Flies, he also smoked opium. Edgar Allan Poe, who wrote about that bird, he also smoked opium. William Golding, who wrote Lord of the Flies, he smoked opium. Also,
all right, how many guys wrote Lord of the Flies?
I'm sorry?
You got J.R.R. Tolkien and William Golding both writing Lord of the Flies.
I'm sorry. J.R.R. Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings.
Okay, Lord of the Rings. And you're claiming that all of these men were opium users?
At one time or another, these men used opium as a ways of opening up their perceptive abilities and a form of expression. That's the way they expressed themselves and was able to open up their creative energies. I'm saying that if we legalize the use of opium in America, if we allow people to toco and open up their creative channels, we are going to see an artistic renaissance in America, the likes of which you've not seen since the Renaissance of Europe. The California Organization for Opium Legalization is looking into legalizing it.
Okay, I have to interrupt. Why do I want more drugs on the street of my country, the streets of my country? Why do I need to have another drug legalized? You know, I'm not even in favor of marijuana being legalized. You know, we got booze. You want to smoke dope, then take the ticket. Take the misdemeanor offense. But we've got so many legal...
No, but this is where you're missing my point. Okay?
We have so many legalized drugs right now in this country, under the counter, legalized alcohol.
No, but you got to hear my point, okay?
All right, what is your point?
My point is this. I am only talking about legalizing opium for the use of artists. Artists, people endeavored in the arts, artistic expression. As an artist, You make the opium available to them.
So in other words, you are not selling opium.
You're not selling opium to the mass media, to mass market, no.
You're only selling it to artists.
That is correct. Because I think we need a renaissance in this country. If you go to a movie today in America, if you listen to music today in America, if you read a book today in America, we are so, it's such a dearth of good artistry and good expression that we need something to kick the artists in the gear. And the O, in my opinion.
The O being opium?
What?
The O being opium?
Yes. The O, in my opinion, is the federal government can make available to artists. The O, I can go to see a decent movie for a change. I can read a decent book. I used to spark owl, now I toke O, and my life has got better. Now,
you're a musician, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
You're with a group called Dark Horse. Are you an opium user?
I do. I did, yeah.
Are you now?
Yes, I am.
You smoke opium, and you claim that it has made your artistry...
I Phil, what I think it's done is it has at least given me a... It has freed up my mind so I'm not as strangled, I think, by convention. Token the O, Sparkin' Poppy, has given me the ability to open my eyes, open, as William James called it, the doors of perception.
You advocate drug use as a mind expansion vehicle.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, so you're not talking about this as some party favor.
I'm talking about drug use only for artists and only for...
Well, how do you know who's an artist and who isn't?
Okay, Mr. Henry, right now we have the National Endowment for the Arts, which gives money to artists. We can identify artists. I'm saying rather than use this money for the National Endowment for the Arts to fund artists, I am saying fund those very same artists, allow those very same artists access to opium, access to the very drug which inspired Edgar Allan Poe, Lewis Carroll, L. Frank Baum, all of these artists that I've talked about. We will not no longer need to give them money from the National Endowment for the Arts. You give them the means to obtain opium so they can open up their minds and become the artists that they can be.
So you're saying rather than give them NEA money...
Rather than give them NEA money, allow them the utilization of the open the doors of perception of opium, and the opium is going to bring out the artists. And right now we've got a very stagnant artistic community. I advocate Token O, Blastin' Poppy, doing the right thing by the artists of America, and by doing the right thing by the artists of America, doing the right thing by the artistic consumer for the expression of it.
Okay, Mr. Dowder, you were going to give us an example of... You are drumming currently with a group called Dark Horse.
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to be on tour between... really excited about tour between March 25th through July. We're going to be touring major American cities. Dark Horse, and our CD is going to be coming out. Hopefully, it's going to be coming out in August.
Okay, and what you're going to do is give us a demonstration of your drumming after smoking opium. Now, my understanding is you've already smoked.
I blasted a little O just before I come on the phone with you.
So you're stoned right now?
Yes, sir.
Well, you sound fairly...
That's correct. Opium does not distort you to the point where you can't speak or you can't, you communicate. That's the old wives' tale.
So you are high on opium right now?
That is correct.
All right, what are you going to do for us?
Well, what I'd like to do is I'm going to put the phone down, Phil. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'm going to, I want to give a little bit of an example of jazz drumming and jazz kinds of rhythms. After I began smoking opium, it opened me up to a lot of very complex rhythms and a lot of very complex polyrhythms and different ways to do it.
Okay.
And this is an example of the drumming from a great jazz tune called Take Five. It goes something like this. One, two. And I'm going to do the I'm going to hum the saxophone.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Now hold on for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm sorry?
What was that? Was that jazz drumming or?
Yeah, that is jazz drumming.
Because we're having a little hard time hearing, okay? Can you hear that, Craig? You can only hear it. You need to turn it up a little bit. Okay, we'll turn it up. Do that again.
Yeah, this is a jazz drum. This is a jazz drumming from the song Take Five. One, two, three, four. Now what I'm going to do is what's called a drum solo.
Okay.
This is what's done in jazz when you do a drum solo. So they'll go, and then the guy points to the drummer, and the drummer starts the drum solo.
Wait a minute.
What?
Are you in some kind of pain, man? I mean,
No, man. It's just I'm exerting myself. That's all.
Okay.
One, two, three. That's it, Phil.
Jeff Dowder from the group Dark Horse. That was a jazz drum solo, correct?
That's correct. And that is part of, I think, a new form of expression that I've had since I began smoking opium.
Okay, so that's the result of opium smoking.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing, man. It was great.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
Wait a minute. Oh, Jesus. He hung up? Get him back on the phone and apologize to him. I didn't mean to laugh. I don't know why it was making me laugh. Opium. Smoke more of it, become a better artist, and that's what... Do you have that on tape? Could we hear that back, or is that going to interrupt the way you're taping the show? It would interrupt it? I'd sure love to hear that again sometime, that whole drum solo as a result of... As he calls it, and I wrote it down, Toking O. 1-800-449-8686. What, and Mr. Dowder's advocating legalizing opium for the use of artists only. Only artists, musicians, painters, craftsmen, only they would be allowed to use opium to enhance their artistic ability. It no longer becomes a party favor. It becomes a mind expansion drug, and you have to prove your worthiness before you're allowed to purchase it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Mr. Dowder, my apologies, and I hope that, you know... I would like it if you didn't hang up on me again, all right?
I'm sorry, but I'm not, Mr. Our organization is very serious about what it is we're trying to do for artists in this country, and I'm not used to being laughed at. And
okay, maybe I'm not familiar with jazz, and maybe I'm not familiar with 5/4 time or whatever it was that you would...
I'd be happy to demonstrate it one more time.
All right, and then we're going to take some phone calls, okay?
I'm sorry?
Then we'll take some phone calls.
Yeah, because... I really want to get the message out to people across America, not just on a Phil Hendry Show in California, that opium has been used by other artists and can be, you know, a useful thing. Put it down now.
Now, what do you have there?
Phil, I've got a drum pad, and this is a drum pad that I use, and I'll just give you an example. This is typical jazz 5/4 time. One, two, three...
What the hell's he doing?
I'm sorry, I dropped the phone, but I was drumming. Did you hear any of that?
No, sir. I think all we heard was the phone dropping.
Oh, because it was pretty good. And it's an example of what I'm talking about. I mean,
All right, let me get to a phone call first, and then we can talk. Here is St. Petersburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was just listening there to my man, the drummer, And I was kind of concerned about what he was talking about there, not about the opium, but I was just kind of concerned about his drumming. We did talk about that being in 5/4 time, the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Yeah, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, K5.
Yeah, Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Joe Morello on drums, and I can't think of who the bassist was at that time.
He was a black guy.
Yeah, I just can't think of it.
The only black guy, the rest of them was white guys.
Whatever.
Yeah, my problem was that I really didn't pick up anything on the drumming. I thought he'd dropped his sticks or something like that. I'm sorry.
It's really difficult. I'm on a telephone, so I'm using a practice pad.
Yeah, I'm familiar with practice pads.
All right.
I was just kind of questioning about the drumming itself. I think I was heard of the group remotely Dark Horse, and I'm just not familiar with their music or anything. But I did question the drumming. I just thought, you know, in 5/4 time, you wouldn't count it off 1, 2, 3, 4, ready, play.
Are you a drummer?
No, I've just been a musician most of my life, a trombone player.
Do you have do you have your trombone handy?
No, I sure don't. I'm at work, matter of fact, and I'll be getting out of here.
You don't have a horn or anything? Okay.
Well, no, my point is, though,
5/4 time.
I'm sorry?
Like this.
Now that I could pick a tempo out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
At least that was a tempo.
5/4 time out.
All right, the 5/4 time is probably a little difficult to comprehend in musical terms.
Yeah, it's very complex, Mr. Henry. Very complex.
Okay, here's Carol on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. My comment to this man is, I cannot believe that you think that opium should be legalized.
A lot of literature to back it up.
Okay, well, sir, let me tell you this, okay? I have been sick since I've been 18 years old with cancer. I have degenerative arthritis.
How old are you now?
I am 35. I have degenerative arthritis.
You're doing pretty good.
And I have lupus. Yes, I am, sir. And
Have you got?
Hodgkin's. I am on opium for the past 15 years, at least, and in rehab 3 times to get off of this crap. Okay, and I'm so anti-drug. I hate taking it. My life is non-functional. And you're sitting here saying that it makes you open up your mind.
Were you given this stuff by a doctor?
By a doctor. I'm on it now in a pain clinic.
Opium?
Opiates, which is opium.
A derivative of opium.
Derivative of opium. And what I take, the pills that I take every day is the amount that you're smoking right now, sir. Okay, because I know because I've been addicted to drugs. Okay.
May I say this to the caller? First of all, some of the greatest artists in America were opium users. I have already mentioned the name Edgar Allan Poe. I have also mentioned the name L. Frank Baum, author of Wizard of Oz, as well as Lewis Carroll. Well, these are all great authors who were inspired in their work by the use of opium.
Okay. Now,
I don't know what your problem is.
Well, my problem is...
You're an artist, and I don't think... Are you an artist, or what do you do?
Let me tell you something, honey. I can out-sing anybody, my brother is doing at the kitchen table with 2 pencils the same thing that you're doing right now on the air. And if you think that is art, you sound ridiculous.
Wait a second. I'm a professional working musician.
Happy for you.
Okay. Are you a professional working musician?
I'll tell you, because of opiates, I am a non-functioning adult on Social Security, begging to be normal.
Are you telling me?
And if you think that you're normal because you're on this garbage, you sound like a lunatic.
I want to ask the Mr. Doubter a question. You're a jazz drummer.
We do jazz, Phil. We do pop. We do parties and weddings. So, what?
What do you mean you do parties and weddings? Do you have an album coming out?
Yes, we do, sir.
Okay, so is it a jazz group?
No, we do a variety of popular music, okay? And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Give the caller an example of what I'm talking about. And maybe she doesn't understand jazz. You're not a musician, right?
Excuse me, I go down to Woodstock and listen to the best jazz musicians that there are, and you do not sound like a jazz musician.
Woodstock where? Woodstock, New York?
Woodstock, New York, dear. I mean, you just...
That's where they had the concert.
Well,
what are you
about? I'm laughing because I've never heard. You sound like you're taking 2 pencils at a table.
I'm on a practice pad. Listen, okay. All right, what's your favorite? Woodstock? One of the best bands at Woodstock was The Who, man. Here it is, My Generation. 1, 2, 3. People try to put us down just because we get around.
Okay. What?
What?
May I just say something? Sir. Sir, I'm just...
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
Sir, hello?
He hung up.
You know, I'm
He hung up again.
I'm sorry. It sounds ridiculous. I'm so anti-drug. I would love
I don't
to
blame
awesome.
You.
This would be normal.
I don't blame you, dear. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry Show.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.